the Cars. Just what I needed. Here in the mix. On 90.7 WKGC, FM, and HD.
Here when you need us.
I'm Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan.
And we're here with Stephen from the Northwest Regional Library System.
I was so waiting for that Here When You Need Us lead in. It was such a great segue with that song.
And Stephen's here when we need him. Tell us what's going on. Give us a rundown on what is happening at in the library system.
Well, we're into that, getting ready to be into those holiday seasons, so a lot of people will be
librarians
suffering.
Librarians do holidays?
We do. I mean, we try to tailor something to any kind of event we can.
Actually, they'll dress up on at the drop of a hat down there, too.
If I even hear a hat dropping, I'm there. You put me in a costume.
So what? Give us a rundown of what's going on.
But we're getting to that holiday season, so you know, with what we've already been through, we already have a lot of depression going on in the area, but we also get that influx of seasonal depression, too, so we've got a program going on the 2nd of December, Monday, December 2nd at 5:30, trying to deal with those holiday blues to kind of help you through those depression feelings and such like that. We've got a concert coming up on December 12th. It is Ahish Dangal from Nepal. I have been told he is the Jimi Hendrix of the Himalayas.
He's already been here live on WKGC.
Oh, and what did you think? Was it that Jimi Hendrix of the Himalayas?
I don't know about Jimi Hendrix. I would say he's closer to the B.B. King of the... He's a blues artist, and he was very good. He appeared here with Kelly Hunley. Was that last Friday?
Yes, last Friday.
He was on here last Friday. He dropped... I was doing some recording at Studio 812 with Slim Fats, and he dropped by, and I got an opportunity to mic him and get a little blues recorded over there as well. He said, blues from Nepal sounds like the blues, but it has some very, very different note selection. It's very interesting.
And distinct features that really tell the influences of the culture and the musical stylings of the area, along with the Americana. It was mind-blowing.
Because it didn't quite go where you expected it. We've heard blues, and we've heard, you know, standard blues formats so much. And it just... What he does fits, and fits very well, but it's not what you expected. So it's going to be very interesting. So, yes, I think that's great. Go see him, because it is just a very, very interesting... a very interesting thing. He'll be performing, I think, that Saturday at Roberts Hall as well.
And that the Roberts Hall gig on December 7th is East Meets West. But the gig at the library on December 12th.
At 6 to 7 p.m.
And how much does that cost the general public?
Oh, man, this is a whopping amount of free.
So if you wanna get a taste of this, that's a great opportunity to do so.
Yeah. Oh yes, and this is one of those things where it's like the way that music has kind of expanded with the globalization of everything and just getting the different flavors of the world into genres that normally you wouldn't think of a country producing can be amazing.
The American tradition of blues has really gone global, and the outlooks on it from different places, the texturing, the note choices that you don't expect are just so interesting. So if you get a chance, if you can make a chance to get to Roberts Hall and see Ashish or go to the library, please do. It's just going to be great. I'm hoping to arrange to get him one more time before he heads back to Nepal to come up here and entertain us on the morning mix, because it is just so very unique.
And it's definitely a lot of stuff coming out of that area. I mean, it's not even just blues. I mean, they've got some great metal bands that are coming out that have that Tibetan and Nepalian flavor that with just the deep throats and the instruments that are native to those areas.
And I love music where I can't understand the lyrics, but I can still comprehend the vibe and the emotion that they're trying to convey.
It's very, very interesting. So, yes, go see him.
Yes, very much so. Those concerts are always fun because it is up close and personal. I mean,
where are you going to do them now? Your normal room for doing that seems to have been occupied.
It is. It's still providing assistance to those damaged in the hurricane, but right now it's all happening over on the youth service area. So at the very worst, the seat that you would have would probably be 75 feet from the action. Yeah. So, I mean, it is a great way to see somebody live, and those concerts are always fun.
They are.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll keep covering what's going on at the library along with some This Day in History.
Yes, lots of history today.
Right after a quick weather update from WMBV's Lauren Hope here on The Mix.